This time of year, the water level on Flathead Lake is low and just starting to rise up to full pool. Near Big Fork, there's a U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service waterfowl production area and a state Fish, Wildlife, and Parks fisheries conservation area, both currently closed to the public. The waterfowl production area stays closed to public access from March into July while birds are nesting. Big Fork resident Dave Haddon lives near a county right-of-way access next to the production area.
The North Shore Flathead Lake is, let me see if I can describe this. It's beautiful. The access is about a quarter mile long, and we walked due south from Holt Drive to the lake shore. And at this time of year, the lake is drawn down, and there's an expansive beach that goes east and west. This access provides year-round access to the public to the North Shore Flathead Lake.
Haddon says the key point is that this offers year-round access, while the state and federal wildlife lands have big chunks of time when they close to the public.
There's walking on the beach, there's skiing in the wintertime, snowshoeing, bird watching. The bird life here is just fantastic. And then you just have access in the summertime to shallow water where you can wade out quite a ways and swim, and people anchor their boats out here and have a good time during the summer.
There's a well-worn path heading out to the lakeshore through tall grasses and cattails. Driftwood has piled up along the shore at the end of the trail. Below the sun and water-bleached wood, the sandy mud extends out to the water off in the distance. Haddon says signs and fake cameras went up warning people off the access. A local foundation supplied the funds to resurvey the area, and now the public access point is marked by a fence and a bright pink sign. The access itself is a Flathead County road right-of-way. Public Works Director for the county, Dave Prenti, describes a right-of-way as a piece of land where the county either owns the land or has an easement on it.
For the purpose of a road or a footpath or anything like that to be utilized by the public. So it's a road right-of-way is a strip of land that is open for public travel and commerce.
County road right-of-ways are occasionally abandoned. It's a process that is usually prompted by a neighboring landowner, checked out by county staff, and decided upon by the county commissioners. However, Prunty says there's a specific state law that comes into play if the right-of-way in question provides access to water.
The county cannot abandon a right-of-way that goes to a body of water unless there is equal to or better access given in the immediate area. It can't be 3 miles down the lakeshore somewhere. It's got to be right there in the general vicinity of where the existing right-of-way is located.
Prunty notes no abandonment request has come across his desk for the North Shore access.
And the concern that a lot of people in Big Fork have is that this is very old access, and what was being discussed was not the same or equivalent access. So the public in general is really loath to give up any access, and we just wanted to get on top of this before there was any formal petition for abandonment.
Haddon says an online survey was put together for people to sign in support of this public access. He says in 24 hours, it garnered nearly 1,300 virtual signatures.
So some sandhill cranes just flew in, and this is just one reason why this area is so special. You don't have to go any further than the lakeshore to just really see something pretty remarkable. And every morning I come out and I just stand right here and greet the morning, and sometimes sandhill cranes fly in, or loons fly overhead, and they're eagles and osprey. And then the ducks are pretty magnificent. The avocets fly off the water. It's really a special place, and a lot of people, hundreds of people, come down here in the course of a week to take advantage of this public access.
Haddon says he's been talking with the nearby state and federal wildlife landowners about better access to the access site. He says the point has been made for how popular the site is. Now they need to figure out a solution to the problems with popularity, like parking. Katrin Fry reporting from the Flathead.